Good evening and welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church's Christmas Eve service. We would like to welcome everyone to Trinity United Methodist Church's the eve of the birth of Christ that we celebrate our coming Savior into the world. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you celebrate the birth of our King and Lord Jesus with us this evening. This evening our service will be a festival of nine lessons and carols. In 1880, E.W. Benson, the then Anglican Bishop of Truro, England, he composed a festival of nine lessons and carols based on the ancient sources for Christmas Eve. I am especially drawn to the content of this service as it provides the need of all people for Christ to be born and the prophecies about his birth, and finally culminating with the proclamation of John the Baptist proclaiming the light of the world. Let us all worship and enjoy the festival of nine lessons and carols this evening. Beloved in Christ, this Christmas Eve, it is our duty and our delight to prepare ourselves to hear once again the message of the angels and to go in heart and mind to Bethlehem and to see this thing which has come to pass and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us all hear again from the Holy Scripture the account of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our sin until the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. And let us all make this house of prayer glad with our carols of praise. But first, friends, because of this, of all things, may we all rejoice and may we all make Jesus' heart glad. Let us pray to him here this evening. Oh, gracious God, we pray for the needs of the whole world, and we pray for all of your people, oh Lord. Jesus, we pray for peace upon the earth that you came to save, and we pray for love and unity within the one church that you did build. We pray, O Christ, for goodwill among all peoples, and particularly, O Lord, at this time, let us all remember the pure and the cold and the hungry, the oppressed, the sick, and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, and let us all lift up to you, O Christ, all who know not you, O Lord Jesus, or who love you not, or who by sin have grieved your heart of love. And lastly, O Jesus, let us all remember all those who rejoice with us this evening, and but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in this you, O Christ, we are evermore are one. These prayers and praises, let us all humbly offer them up to the throne of heaven in the words that Christ himself has taught us to pray. And please join with me as we pray the prayer the Lord taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Almighty God bless us with divine grace, and Christ give us the joys of everlasting life. And unto the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of angels bring us all. Amen. Friends, in our first lesson this evening, God announces in the Garden of Eden the consequences of Adam and Eve's rebellion, and that the seed, Jesus, will bruise the serpent's head. Let us listen to the scripture from the reading of the book of Genesis.
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So Adam said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And God said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Then to Adam God said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
Come now, long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart.
In our second lesson this evening, God promises to Abraham that by his descendants all the nations of the earth will obtain a blessing. And friends, this blessing would be brought forth by Christ and by our Lord Jesus and would be made available to all people. Let us listen to our second lesson, a reading from the book of Genesis.
Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
Rejoice! day spring come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here, and drive away the shades of night, and pierce the clouds and
the expectation of hope arriving here on the earth. God, through the prophet Isaiah, announces the birth of a king to a people in darkness. And this king will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Our third lesson this evening comes from the book of Isaiah. Let us listen to a reading from the prophet Isaiah.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music flows all over the weary world. blessed angels sing.
The King is coming. The King is Jesus. He will usher in a reign of justice for the poor and peace for all of God's creation. Our fourth lesson this evening comes once again from the prophet Isaiah. Let us listen to a reading from the prophet Isaiah.
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you.
Friends, God's announcement of the coming King, Jesus, is personal and given to the Virgin Mary. Gabriel, the angel, brings the good news to Mary that she would give birth to God's promised Son, whose kingdom shall never end. Our fifth lesson comes out of the Gospel of Luke. Let us listen to a reading from the Gospel of Luke.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Oh,
In the most unlikely birth for a king, Jesus is born. The King Jesus is born against a backdrop of emperors and taxes. In spite of everything, friends, Jesus, King Jesus, Jesus, God's plan of salvation is born. Let us listen to our sixth lesson out of the Gospel of Luke, a reading from the book of Luke.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Cyrus. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were compelled for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in the swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns, the men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. The sound in joy, repeat the sound in joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sound in joy. Repeat the sound in joy. Repeat the sound.
Friends, angels do bring tidings of great joy to the shepherds, and this joy is the news of Jesus' birth. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. Hearing this, the shepherds traveled to see the King of the world and the Savior of all people, the Holy, the babe Jesus, lying in a manger. Our seventh lesson here this evening comes again from the Gospel of Luke. Let us all listen to a reading from the Holy Scripture out of the book of Luke.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and babe lying in a manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. No stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is night.
God continues to call people to the Savior of the world, who is Jesus. He sets a star to lead the wise men to find the child, Jesus, the King of the Jews. And seeing the star, the wise men rejoiced with exceedingly great joy, and they traveled to see the King and the Savior of the world. Our eighth lesson this evening comes out of the Gospel of Matthew. May we all attentively listen to a reading from the book of Matthew.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people, together he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced in exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Silent night, holy night, all is cold, all is bright, round young birds and mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. See? sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, rain of beams from thy holy face, with a ton of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord of thy birth, Jesus, Lord of thy birth.
The mystery of the incarnation, which is God made flesh, is unfolded by John, the Apostle John. His message is Emmanuel has come. His message is God is with us. And friends, it is true that God is with you and he is with me even this day. And before we get to the reading from our last lesson out of the Gospel of John, we have come to the point in our service of the lighting of the candles. In just a few words, we will usher the lights down the center aisle, and the unlit candles, please, you know, dip them in the candles that are lit, and this way we can light safely and effectively, signifying the light of Christ that has come into the world. May you and may we all receive the light of the Lord this season. Let us listen to a reading from the Gospel of John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him his life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming to the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not out of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. purchase our salvation, that we dwell with Him ever above. What grace untold to leave the place of glory and die for sinners, guilty and alone.
This Christmas season, may the Christ who by his birth and by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, may Jesus truly fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and of all goodwill from heaven. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit too, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. May you and may I go forth in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may you go forth in peace and in joy. Amen. Merry Christmas.